Hello there, this is Miss Delia, and I want to talk about more rules of chastity. This is part two. So, I have found these rules of chastity on the internet, and I don't agree with them all. So, I'm going to go through more of these rules, and there's a part one to this. So, make sure you check out Rules of Chastity Part 1 first. One rule says, the husband should never be permitted release unless the wife has already done so. So she should always come first. Now, I'm of two minds on this. The chastity slave's job is to always make sure his chastity mistress's needs, desires, and pleasure come first. Pleasure always seems to be equal to an orgasm. Now, in 99 out of 100 cases, if we're playing with chastity, Jack is not going to get an orgasm until he has completely satisfied me. I mean, I need to be on the bed, spent, feeling and looking like a limp dish rag, but a beautiful, sexy dish rag, before he is allowed to come. However, there are the occasions when he's done something truly pleasing without getting me off that earns him a release. Yeah, I really mean that. How about oral sex? Rule 4 that I found was the wife should never perform oral sex on her husband. What the fuck? Never? Now, I don't know. Maybe the key holder who came up with these rules has a pin dick for a husband and she's blowing her balls like there's no tomorrow. Ugh! Truth be told, there's only one chastised subby whose cock I'm ever going to suck, and that's Jack. So seriously, if you saw what a gorgeous cock he has, you wouldn't be able to keep yourself away forever either. In fact, I know a few of you who can't. Never say never. How about being a good fuck? Rule 5 of chastity rules was that the husband should never be made to feel equal to the wife when it comes to sexual satisfaction, and why intercourse should never be eschewed for cunnilingus and strap-on sex. Again, I'm of two minds here. First off, no man is ever the equal of women when it comes to sex. That is what makes us superior and men the weaker sex. Women can go all night long and come over and over and over again. You men pop once and you're ready to sleep. With that said, though, there are times a girl just needs cock. I've had other chastity mistresses tell me that their subs wield a strap-on better than their dicks. So, there's something to be said for skill whether the actual cock is theirs or not. There are 3 more rules. Check begformistress.com for Rules of Chastity Part 3 coming soon. This is Miss Delia. You can reach me at 800-601-6975.